is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Yeah, that was adequate. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Very strong. Some days we just have an adequate response to God. Amen. And some days we have a great response, and other days it's less than stellar based on our circumstances and what we're going through and what we're facing. But I want to tell you today about His anointing and His favor on our lives. And it's interesting, people can talk about anointing. Back in the Old Testament, they did anointing. But usually it was for kings and priests. Prophets sometimes got anointed. And sometimes it wasn't, they anointed someone, but it wasn't a physical anointing with oil. So be aware that sometimes they said they anointed them, but it wasn't a physical anointing with oil. Nowadays we anoint people for different reasons, to set them apart for ministry, possibly for healing, other times for safety and protection. And there's different reasons we do anointings in the church body today. Different churches and different areas have different beliefs. I understand that. I'm speaking generally, not necessarily prayer or faith, but generally the church today does the anointings for those reasons. In the Old Testament, they had anointing to set those people apart. Like I said, the generally kings, priests, prophets. But in the New Testament, are we anointed? That's a trick question, so be careful. Are we anointed? Jesus Christ came as the anointed one, and He came and sent the helper, who is the who? Holy Spirit. Jesus sent His helper, the Holy Spirit, and He said, man, I'm going to send that to all those of you that believe. So let's read in our scripture today, 2 Corinthians. Did I say chapter 2? I'm sorry, chapter 1. That 2 Corinthians threw me off. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, or 21 and 22. And it says, now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God, or is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. That sounds pretty specific and pretty solid. Okay, I'm going to read that once more. Now He who establishes us, who is us? Us is us. We are we. We are us. Okay? Us. Us believers in Christ. He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us. Again, who is us? Everybody. That's us. Us believers. Has anointed us. He who has anointed us is God. So that says God has already anointed us, right? Who also has sealed us. And I like that. That sounds very specific. He has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. A guarantee. Guarantee is like a promise. Would that be fair? So He's given us a guarantee. He's given us a promise. He said, this is. What I say is. We can give someone a guarantee. I'll be there at 5 o'clock and we can show up at 7:30 and go, well, I was here. That guarantee was not so hot. But this says He has given us a Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Now I want us to keep in mind that through the Holy Spirit coming in and anointing us, we think, oh, we have to have that special anointing. Now we all have special gifts. We should know that. We have special and different gifts. And not your gift is different than mine. Don't dare put me tearing apart any type of engine or motor. It won't be back together, and if it is, it has a bag of spare parts. You could do something mechanical like that. Our gifts are different. You play the piano? Okay. I can, put me next to Susie, and I don't play the piano worth a darn, but I can pound the piano. You cannot. It would sound a little bit different. Obviously, my piano sounds different than Susie, so we have different levels of gifting, if you will. I can play, I can fill in, but I can't do what she does by any means. Anyone get the idea that I'm very envious of her gift? I am. I'm envious of piano players' gifts and Billy Joel and Elton John and people like that. But anyway, our gifts are different. Our anointing may be different, but He says, you are anointed by God. That's done. It's already happened. Now, I want us to flip over. Let's see if I can get this one right. 1 John chapter 2. Maybe that was my confusion. 1 John chapter 2. And I want us to get in our minds and in our hearts that we are anointed. We may think, oh, we're not special. I'm not an ordained pastor. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a leader. I'm not anointed. That's not what His Word says. A lot of people think only those special teachers and preachers and leaders have anointing. That's not true. And we have to know that we are anointed by God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Excuse me if I can get my voice to cooperate. In verse 26, actually, it says, "These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you." In verse 27, "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him." So again, we have this promise that says, "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you." We've received it from Him. That's past tense. It's already happened. And it abides in us. That means it stays with us. It lives with us. It spends time with us. Abide means to live, stay, whatever, spend time. And it says it abides in us. We have that anointing. It's past tense. It's happened. He's already given that anointing to us. Now, what do we do with that anointing? Same thing we do with many of the things that Jesus tells us to do or God tells us to do. We have to activate it. Amen? 4 people said amen. 6 people nodded. All right. Well, this may be new. We have to activate that information. Okay, so we think, God, how do I activate this anointing? How do I activate these promises that you've shared with me, that you've given to me? What do I have to do? Now, you can argue and say, well, there's many steps to do that. But I'm going to give you some general things, and we'll talk about this over the next few weeks. But activation comes through focusing on His Word. That's pretty simple. It's study His Word. It's read His Word. Study and focus on His Word. That helps grow our understanding and our comprehension and our knowledge of what His Word says. What is His Word telling us to do? It's telling us, first of all, that we are already anointed. We don't have to question that anymore. We've just read 2 scriptures, and there's others that tell us that, but 2 scriptures that said, you are anointed. He has anointed you. It's happened. It's done. When we activate this by focusing and studying on His Word, these things come alive to us and we gain that knowledge and understanding. And we gain wisdom. And wisdom is how do we apply that knowledge and understanding? How do we activate that? And then by expressing our faith. It's simply by expressing our faith. Man, is what His Word says true? Is that really going to take place? Is it going to happen? Do I believe that it's going to happen? It's tough. It's tough when you're facing a crisis or a situation. I can imagine in different parts of this state, people are going, God, where are you? I'm looking up at my roof and it's gone. Why did you not protect me? And it's about focusing on really what He's done. Because if you're standing there staring through the hole in your roof that's gone now, saying, God, where were you? He's obviously protected you. And so our lens and our focus has to be different to say, oh, I get it. You removed these things, but you sustained my life. Remember Job? All those things, family, livestock, fields, crops, taken away, wiped out. And his friends were gracious enough to say, why don't you just curse that God and die? But he said, he has sustained my life. Oh, I've got physical needs. Job had physical needs. His body was affected. But he said, but I still have God. And God has still sustained me and sustained my life. We have to change our focus. So I get sometimes by expressing our faith that is difficult when we face certain situations. And then the toughie. It's living out our faith through our words and our actions. I'm not going to ask you guys to raise your hands if you are challenged by this, but I'll raise mine and say, I'm challenged by this. Not as often as I used to be, but still enough. Enough that I need to focus every day and say, God, change me. God, help me through this. Help me know what to say, when to say it, what not to say, and when not to say it. And who needs to know? Is it relevant or is it just me? There, I've got that off my chest and the carnage is left behind. Activation comes through studying and focusing on His Word. Activation comes by expressing our faith. Activation comes sometimes most evident to the outside world through our actions, living out our faith by our actions and our words. Because that's the thing that somebody can see and they can hear and they can almost touch and feel. While they can't, they may see the repercussions of something we've said or done. But we have to remember, through His anointing, we receive power to overcome. We receive strength to fight through issues that we're going through. Amen. We receive these things through the anointing He's given us. But if we don't know that we're anointed, that's just for special people. God, I'm not special. Wrong, first of all. And I get that there's people in our lives that may have made us feel that we weren't special at all. I get that. But God didn't make you feel that way. God says no. Every single one of you is special to Him. Every single one of you was made and created for His glory, for His beauty, through His will, so that you could do His work through your life. Every one of you. I was going to say from our youngest one, youngest ones, and little ones, and teen ones, and older than teens, that's everyone else. Okay, I won't put us in a group. Just older than teens. But He has created us for a special purpose. And He gave us that anointing so that we could use that. And we could obtain power through the anointing. We can obtain strength through the anointing. We can obtain understanding through the anointing. Now, we're not even getting into His favor today. That we're covering over the next couple weeks. Favor and more anointing. But again, Old Testament said, we'll anoint these people. New Testament says, your anointing came through the Holy Spirit when Jesus Christ was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended on Him. And He went to the cross and He went to the grave and He ascended into heaven. Our anointing came through that. And through Him. And I think sometimes I think it's important that we understand that. And we think, okay, so I have His anointing. What do I do? Big deal. Does that mean I get a special gift? I'm not talking about a prize. I'm talking about He gives us different gifts. What does that mean? And for some of us, that means you've got strength. Grab hold of it and hang on to that. And you've got some power to overcome these things and face these things. And then you have power just to speak out in faith. Jesus a lot of times said when He spoke with authority. That anointing gives you the strength to do that as well. I'm aware of God's presence. I heard a scream down the hall. I hope everyone's okay. We're going to pray that everyone's okay down there. We're going to be doing a baptism in just a minute. Eric, if you want to get Corey, we're going to move into that in just a moment here. But as we do that, And as we think about favor and we think, I don't know, I see God's favor in other people's lives. He's favoring them in different ways. I'm taking a business finance class. Dwayne, I talked to you the other night and said, I couldn't help but think of Dwayne. I thought, man, this guy majored in accounting. And I'm looking at business finance, and the mere word of the class scared me to death. I told my wife, I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it through this class. And I thought, but if I have trouble, the first one I'm calling is Dwayne the man. And I got in there the first week, and I was relieved. But I thought, he gives us these different gifts and these different anointings. And that's an anointing. God bless you for having it. God, thank you for not blessing me with that. Now, I guess he gives us those things. And I love watching the show Monk. And he always says, it's a curse and a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse. And I guess we may look at things that way. But I think the same thing with engines. I'm thinking, I don't want to touch that thing. He's like, oh, this and that was wrong. We did this and replaced that. And people like him and Vern does that. Now, leave me out of that. Please, tell me about it, but leave me out of that. And you don't want my fingers messing in that stuff either. And Dwayne, you don't want my fingers messing in the accounting numbers, you know. It's just, I think I may have missed a number when I nodded off. I'm sorry, does it matter? Yes, it does. It matters, these things. This morning, as we go into our baptism, I want to say a couple words before we do that, because some may think, that baptism, I don't understand that. This baptism is symbolic of this family committing young Caleb to Jesus Christ. Okay? This is a different baptism that happens here, but it is still committing him to Christ. And we're going to anoint the child. And that anointing is saying we're going to set this child apart. And we've anointed different ones of you for healing and for special ministry and or for trips and protection. So I want us to be aware of those things as we do that. And by all means, if you have questions and you say, I don't fully understand it, come talk to me later. Not today, but later after today. Let's get through today. Let's have good fellowship. And then talk to me later. Say, I don't understand this or that. I'm more than happy to explain it. We love that option in our church to be able to do these things. We believe in these things. We believe that they are important to do those. Let's do this as we prepare to transition. Let's remember, first of all, the anointing of God. I want you to know that he says, you are anointed. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you are already anointed. It's important we know that. Activate that anointing through those three steps by focusing and studying his word. Activate that by expressing your faith. Activate that through your actions and words by living out your faith as well. Amen.